The Feminist Man, Sexy Erotica, by Sarah Scoe. Narrated by Christina May. We talked about everything and nothing. We laughed and talked about the future, but never our own. We talked about the future of the country and its people. We talked about the politicians, the students, and the women, but never about the two of us. We talked about everything we thought had a future. We never had one, and perhaps that was why it was so bittersweet, because we knew we weren't going to last. Maybe that was the reason why we could lose ourselves entirely together. We knew that we would never see each other in the most difficult moments of our lives, because the abstract thoughts that spun a web between us and pulled us close together would never become concrete. Inevitably, we would transform into tattered bathrobes and a house in the suburbs. Dreams grew large in the 1960s, but we were convinced that everything was possible. Even fucking your professor on his desk, with the rest of the university walking back and forth out in the hall without a clue. As soon as I finish writing, I think about him. It has become a habit of mine. When I'm done with an article and lean back in my chair, my thoughts find him and his serious facial expression, his wet tongue, his strong arms, and his hard cock sliding inside me. I save the document and the memory disappears as quickly as it appeared. Just like the final period is followed by the memory of him, a finished article is followed by a well-earned cup of coffee and a cigarette. When I decided to become a freelance journalist, I was worried that I wouldn't be able to find enough work. My worries quickly disappeared, and I'm closer to having too much work than the opposite. I sneak a glance at the mirror in the hall, tousling my hair to give it a bit of body. I apply a bit of black eyeliner with quick and experienced strokes, smudging it a bit to soften the expression. Before I leave the mirror, I pucker my lips and dab them with lip balm. I let my lips slide against each other to spread the layer out evenly. I glance over at the state of the kitchen. It is a complete mess. There are used wine glasses with dried up red blotches at the bottom. They are sitting next to an empty bottle, which, for a moment, I consider bringing downstairs to the bin. I hurriedly slam the door before my conscience forces me to stay at home and tidy. I end up throwing things out and do the dishes.